Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
This time, September Brownless might be a more focused version.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Not sure, Jim.
I can't guarantee that.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good. Nice to have your company, middle of the week, like it. Yep. Harry Perryman joins us ahead of GWS's final against the Swans. Like how they're going, GWS.
Big
They've
game.
Got their shite together right at the right time. Big game, I agree.
Is it the Battle of the Bridge or is it the Sydney Derby or Derby?
Well, they call it the Battle of the Bridge.
I think they're over that.
Are they?
We'll ask the,
we'll ask
the ferryman.
When we speak to him.
And then the ferryman.
Hump Day quiz after that, of course, as well. So nice Wednesday helping. Hello, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy. And guess what I'm doing? Tick, tick, tick. I'm ticking a lot of boxes.
I doubt it.
Yes, I am heading towards September, and I'll have a surprise for you 1st of September, Jim.
Will you?
Yes, I'll just wear something in.
Right,
just
will
makes
you?
Me look very
if
nice.
If it's a Geelong jumper, don't bother.
Who wins the Brownlow off the top of your head?
Montempelli or Clayton Oliver?
I like it, Jim. It's going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in Jack Steele, who'll get a lot of votes.
And, of course, Ollie Wines. So, yeah, I know. And they're all worthy.
Yep.
Yep.
I better ask you, Rabs, so you don't feel left out. Hello, Rabs, and who wins the Brownlow?
It's not long before this shattered Essendon fan, after blowing High Range roadside, lands in the bus trying to recall his drinks tally.
35?
Oh, no.
I've had a few.
I think Ollie Wines or Jack Madgen with the Brownlow.
Jack Madgen?
Jack Madgen.
You don't like him. 35 beers, that bloke.
No, we don't celebrate.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't laugh at it. No,
exactly.
That's ridiculous.
That's it.
And we don't.
All right. So what's going on,
even
please?
Play that. Rabs, I can't believe you play stuff like that. Fair dinkum. Now, Jim.
Yes.
The Hall of Fame last night. I sat up and watched it. I like Jared. Jared Wheatley does a very good job. He loves horses, Jim. And there was two inductees into the official legends of the game last night. Interstaters, Jim, that we don't know a lot about. You might. The first one was Merv McIntosh.
McIntosh.
117 games for Perth.
Yes.
Also, seven-time best and fairest winner. Seven-time.
Yep.
Three-time Sandover medal winner.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Superstar over there.
And the Simpson medal back in those days, Fat, was the best player at the carnival. Victoria, cool. South Australia. So, that was a big award as well.
And then Jack Odie.
Jack Odie, legend. Coach of Sturt.
What about
And, of course, as a player himself.
Five-time premiership player, Jim. Five-time premiership player. Then he coached Sturt, who were no good. The two Blues.
No, they weren't any good at this.
And won seven premierships there, Jimmy boy. And then the grand final in the Sandful, the medal, is named after him.
It is.
And there's also a grandstand at the Adelaide Oval named after him.
A legend, Jack Odie.
He must be.
Yep. And Foz Williams can't be far away, Choco's old man.
That's right.
Because if you look at his resume, it's as good, if not better. So I'm glad people like those two are getting recognised for the legends that they are.
That's right. Exactly right. And then there was also four that were in. Inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Debbie Lee. You know what I think when I hear her name? A pioneer.
Mm.
She was the first one for the women, for the girls, no doubt about that. She was a hard, tough player, Deb.
Yep.
Wow, we. So well done to her. Chris Judd, superstar.
Walked straight in.
Just have a listen to his interview.
Walked straight in.
Yeah, he does, mate. Nathan Burke.
Love that.
Now, he's won three best and fairest at the Saints, of course, four All-Australians. So he's been a very, very good player. Well done to Berkey there. He's a hard nut.
Mm-hmm.
Still got that
I see him running along the beach road all the time, Berkey.
And
so
he
still very fit.
Coaches Western Bulldogs AFLW side, and he's got that broken nose. He's had that for a while.
That's it, Bill.
Have you seen it?
Bill, he was hard.
Well, I think I did that, Jimmy.
Very much doubt that.
And Robert Wiley.
Yes.
He was a very good player over there. Come over here, played in the premiership for the Tigers, but then went back, of course, to WA and a very good player there, Jim. Eight best and fairest.
Yep. So he played for Perth, same club as the great Barry Cable, and was a legend of the Waffle, of course, and then came in, as you said, Played great footy for the Tigers. Very good man too, Barry Cable. So well done to him.
Robert Wiley.
Robert Wiley. As is Barry Cable. Yes, Robert Wiley.
Hey, what's going on with Adam Chira?
Yes.
Because he wants to be traded.
He wants out. And Freo will want a big number for him. In other words, a very high draft pick or a very, very good player.
Well, the only side that looks like saying hello, we'll take you, is Carlton. Mm. There's plenty going on there too. We'll hear about what Lee Matthews said.
Yes.
But Carlton have pick six. Is that enough?
I reckon that would just about get it done, yep.
You reckon?
Yep. I'd take pick six for him.
Righto.
Because he was taking pick six, wasn't he? Five or six.
Five, he was.
So, you know, that you're getting like for like. He wants to go anyway. You know, I'm taking pick six. They will probably jump up and down a bit, but at the end of the day, I reckon you're taking
them. But the problem with pick six will probably be pick eight because of the father-sons.
Yeah, but you shouldn't look at it like that because the father-sons are going to those clubs anyway.
Yeah, right.
So no you're point right. looking at it like that.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying what I read. Don't be going at me. I'm just reading here, you fool's head. Speaking of the Carlton Footy Club, Lee Matthews, we all love what he says.
Lethal.
When he talks, we listen. Have a listen to him about Carlton.
Yeah, I'd be waiting to be sacked. That's what I'd be doing if I was David Teague. I'd just be hanging in there. Don't go resigning. If I just make sure that if they're going to get rid of me, they're going to sack me and they're going to pay me out next year. I would be making sure that happens. But you wonder who's running the footy club at Carlton. And I must say from the outside, Jared, whoever's running that football club has got no idea how to run a football club.
Holy, have some of that.
That was on 3OW.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
He pulls no punches and has no natural predator, our man Lethal, and that's what I love about him.
Jim, would someone pick up Mason Cox?
Look, my issue with Mason Cox is that he is a very limited player. In other words, he's the one place on the ground he can play and that's it.
Where?
And high forward.
What about in the ruck?
No. I don't think he's got the wheels to get around the ground. So,
what about if he went to the Suns and helped out Ben King?
I haven't seen enough of what he does in the ruck to convince me that he's good enough in that part of the ground. And, Bill, if he doesn't mark it forward, if it hits the ground, the game's over.
Yep.
So I just think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. You've got to have some tricks at that height. Otherwise, like the King boys, at least are pressuring when the ball hits the ground. And, you'd have to have a specific need for a tall forward.
Right.
And then yes.
All right, then. Hey, Alistair Clarkson's manager has come out today and said and confirmed that Clarkson will not coach an AFL club in 2022. Yep. He's fully committed to taking time off with his family.
I think that's what I said. Damo didn't believe me. I kept saying to him, my mail is he's having the year off.
Henderson, his manager, confirmed that he had received approaches from some AFL clubs this week, but had not advanced any of those. One of those would have been Carlton.
Yep.
So no there to Carlton. Jeez. Then you hear the Carlton board are a bit off Rossi Lyne. Mm-hmm. So what happens there?
I don't know.
They don't go back to poor old Teague.
They haven't even decided on what they're doing with David Teague yet, or they haven't announced it anyway.
That's right.
I don't know, Bill. It's who would know what they're doing? And the other mob, of course, have had all this time, Collingwood, to run their process and pick the eyes out of it. Yep. So, yeah, interesting.
And a sad day for the music industry, Jim. And you, I think you knew this bloke.
No, I didn't know. I met him once.
Charlie Watts.
Charlie Watts, a legend. Of course, the magnificent drummer of the Rolling Stones. Dead at 80. No one saw this coming. He'd only had a very brief illness, but what a classy, beautiful man, and the master of the offbeat.
The offbeat.
So basically, he made an incredible impression on all drummers following him because he used to be very subtle. So he didn't bash and crash.
In the background.
Never soloing or any of that sort of thing, but just beautifully doing his craft, Bill. Well, we're at the MCG, right?
Yeah.
Boxing Day Test. Sitting in the green room out the back when I was with Channel 9. And I reckon I was sitting there with Heels or somewhere like that. And every now and then in those sort of places, you realise someone's there that it probably shouldn't be or is different or whatever. Yep. So I had my back to the door and I'm just sitting there watching the screen because I wasn't on air, obviously. And I thought, something's weird.
You can feel it. Yeah, yeah.
So I looked around and there was this old bloke dressed impeccably. No one else with him. No entourage or anything. Just on his own. And he said, I'll never forget it. And I've looked at him and gone, that's Charlie Watts. As a lifetime Stones fan, I thought, that's Charlie Watts. He goes, is Shane around?
Very nice.
I said, Charlie, give me 2 seconds. Yeah. He is, mate, and he'll be devastated if he misses you, so I'll go and find him. Anyway, I went and I said, Warnie, Charlie Watts is in the commentary box.
He didn't say that.
That's exactly what I said.
And he's given it.
And I said he was coming in. Anyway, so Shane comes back.
Oh, jeez.
And we had photos taken, and we stood and chatted to him for about half an hour. He was the nicest, most generous with his time, man.
Yeah, good.
Answered any question we all wanted to ask him about the Stones, and he was a beautiful man.
What was the question you asked about the Stones?
I asked 1,000 because I've obviously worshipped him forever. And he had tiny little hands.
Did he?
Tiny, tiny little hands. And he wasn't a big man anyway, but his hands were tiny. But he was so, I remember him being so humble and so nice. Mm. He reminded me of my granddad.
Did he?
You know, just that
a
beautiful,
very lovely,
lovely man. So, valet, the great Charlie Watts, he will be missed.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate his life here in the Rush Hour with one of the Rolling Stones' best hits, Give Me Shelter.
Just have a listen after the guitar intro for when Charlie comes in. It gives you an example of what he was.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. This is Give Me Shelter, Rolling Stones.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player. Even basketball player.
Oh, no.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the GWS Giants have got a massive final up against their rival Sydney Swans, and this man will be in the thick of the action, Harry Perry.
On the back of 3 straight wins, GWS has surged into the finals.
The Giants will play finals. They'll take on the Sydney Swans.
And this man will be key to them taking down the Swans.
Releases Perryman, launches from 46. Threads the goal.
Please welcome Harry Perryman.
That's what this man does do, Bill, Harry Perryman. In broken play, he slots them beautifully from long range.
And also can play anywhere and gets the job done.
I love it, love it. Joins us now from Sydney. Welcome to you, H.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Congratulations Harry. On getting to the finals. It's been one of the great stories, GWS, for me, because you've had that many bloody injuries.
Yes, yes.
Poor old Leon must have ripped all his hair out, the people he hasn't been able to select, and yet you've managed to get yourself through to a final. It's a great effort.
Yeah, no, it sure is. I feel sorry for poor old Leon. Every year he seems to get whacked with injuries, but I've had a good couple of weeks, a good month, really. So the boys are heading into the final with a good bit of momentum. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Hey, you're both, you and the Sydney, are both staying in Melbourne, hubbing in Melbourne. Are you at the same hotel?
No, we're not. We're at the Sofitel, and I don't know where they are. They're not here, though.
I reckon they're at the Como in near Country Road there
but
in South Yarra.
Good effort, because you've been away from loved ones for a long time now, H.
Yeah, it has been a bit tough. The only thing I'm missing in Sydney is my boat, so I haven't been able to take the boat out, so I've been a bit stuck in my room.
Port Phillip Bay, H, you can't get someone to rip you out there, get some snapper?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind heading down to see Jezza Cameron, but we can't get down there.
Well, Jezza said it was a little tinny anyway. It's a tiny little tinny you've got.
Yeah, it's a tinny compared to his.
Hey, what is it called nowadays? Is it the Battle of the Bridge or is it the Sydney Derby?
I don't know. Battle of the Bridge, I don't know, whatever sounds best.
Yeah. Well, not a bad opponent for you, I reckon, when it fell that you're playing the Sydney Swans. I just get the feeling among your group you would have gone, we'll take that.
Yeah, we've had a good couple of battles with the Swans. We know they're in great form, so yeah, it's obviously going to be a tough battle down there. But we always love playing the Swans, which will be good.
Gee, the midfield's been good. Callum Ward, we love him.
Yep. Cement.
Hopper. Taranto's been outstanding. Geez, your mids have been good. And kicking goals.
Yeah, they're in good form. Big Wardy's back in his probably best form, I reckon. So he's going well. So hopefully they can do it again on Saturday.
Josh Kelly's one.
Another one. Yeah, Toby Green, of course. This man's built for finals.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back, the big fella. He's just leaving the hotel now, actually on his bike, on his push bike.
Oh.
So he's
Where's he going?
He's got an Airbnb.
So he's just distanced himself from the group.
Yeah, he just rides his bike to his Airbnb.
What sort of a unit are we dealing with?
Oh, you don't ask. What sort of unit is he?
Oh, he's a good man. He's a good fella. Loves a laugh and loves getting around the boys. So, yeah, we all love him.
Anyone else in an Airbnb or is Toby just going rogue?
There's a fair few, actually. I don't know why. They've got to do all their... At the hotel, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to cook or clean or anything. So, I don't know what they're doing.
Now, Harry, tell us about Collingully, where you're from. A population of 298, Jim. It's in the Riverina, just down the road from Drewldry. But tell us there, because you're on a farm and you love nothing better than going back in the off season and just sitting on the tractor.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Collingully, not far from Drewldry, but there's not much there. There's a footy ground, a pub. And there, that's about it. So you mainly just play footy, then head to the pub. That's a normal weekend. And then during the week, you're just on the farm.
What is the farm, Blaise? Are we wheat or sheep? What are we doing?
Yeah, we do a bit of both. We do wheat, sheep, and then we run a few cows as well. So keeps Dad and the brothers busy.
You, it's been a good season for the farmers up that way, they tell me.
Yeah, no, they're having a good year, actually. The old man's is putting a big new shed in, so he's splashed a bit of cash, so he's pretty happy.
Are you a shearer?
No, I've never actually learned how to do it, but it's probably not a bad thing. It's no good for the back.
No, not when you're a thoroughbred, you don't shear sheep.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing much shearing.
And you won a premiership with Collingully early in your early days, didn't you?
Yeah, we won back to back in 2014 and 15. So
how old were you?
I was 15 and 16, so I had a good couple of nights after that.
Well, you would have.
15.
No, you would have.
Who did you beat? The Rock or somewhere up there?
We beat Mangapar.
Oh, come on, Harry.
So
Mangapar,
we don't like them, so it's good.
Hey, what Bill said, you are very adaptable as a footballer. You can play everywhere. Where's your favourite place to play? Where would you actually like every week to line up?
I don't know. I don't mind it on the wing because you can go forward and kick a few goals. But I've been mainly back this year, so yeah, I don't know. I'll just do whatever old Leon reckons.
Old Leon. what about the old Bull? How's he going there at the Giants? Stevie J.
Oh, Stevie J. He's going good. He was flying around at training this morning. He reckons he's getting picked, I think.
Oh, I saw him kick a goal on his left foot on the boundary line at training.
Yeah, he loves it. He kicks him every time we're at training. He's still got it.
And the romance still going well with Jamie Lee?
Yeah, no, it's all good. She's in the grand final this week on Saturday, so I'm going to miss it.
Well, she plays Jim for the Giants. Mm-hmm. They take on the Sydney Swifts. That's the Super Netball grand final this Saturday at 2:30. So it's a big weekend for you, Harry.
Yeah, no, it is. So hopefully they get over the line and we can do the same.
I don't notice our girls, Vixens.
We don't talk about
what happened there.
They just dropped off.
Yeah, no good this year.
No good at all.
No good.
What the bloody hell happened? Gone from the penthouse to the
shed house.
Other house. tell who do you normally get when you play the Swannies? Who lines up against Big H?
I don't know. I've played on Goulden a couple of times.
Errol.
Little bit of Paps.
Give him one, will you?
He flies around. And then a bit of Dawson on the wing as well, so might get any one of them.
All good players. Mm. We understand, H, you mightn't want to give us the full mail here, but we understand that among the 18 teams, the Swans are better on the lip than any team in the comp. They've got their gobs open and talking more trash than anyone else. Is this true?
Yeah, you're probably not wrong there, Jimmy. They're pretty good on the lip, the old Swans, but yeah, there's a couple of clubs that are pretty good on the lip as well.
Who else?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Tigers were good. They still are pretty good, actually, on the lip. We're probably not too bad as well when Toby gets fired up.
The Giants are good, Jim, too. Don't worry about that. Hey, you ever been to Tassie and Launceston?
I've played there a couple of times. We had a draw there against the Hawks once, so that was the last time we played there.
Might be about -8, you know that.
Yeah, it should be fresh.
Fresh. Have a listen to the country.
I reckon it's one of the great stories. As I've said, the hurdles that have been placed in front of GWS this year for you to get through and play in a final is a magnificent achievement. And we know, Bill, once they get in there, they know what to do.
Or except for grand final.
How could you bring that up?
Hey,
this is a man who's played in four losing grand finals, by the way.
All right.
See, Harry's too polite to put the boots in
too polite.
And say that you choked on grand final day better than anyone, Fat.
I know. Well, I did. I lost four, but they weren't great on grand final day. We all love the build-up and the song, the memes going around about the song and all that. So,
Bill, I don't reckon H needs to hear any of that when he's got a big final coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good luck,
that's
H.
Right.
And then you can catch up with Jamie Lee.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Good luck, mate. We can't wait to watch this game. We hope it goes really well for you.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for that.
It's a Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Bill's update quiz coming up next.
I think he was trying to get rid of us.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big saggy balls.
I go.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Get it right. Yes, I need to drag these quizzes back up because you drive them under.
Yeah, that's right. That's the idea. I tell you what, have we got some magnificent prizes?
What
today?
About the Ponting Wines, a case of, if you don't mind, the Cab Sav, and also the Mercedes-Benz Berwick Golf Pack, of course. So that is the number one Mercedes dealership in Victoria. I think six of the last 7 years. They had to close the award down. They won it so often.
Finnegan.
That's how good they are.
Is that where you went the other week?
MBBerwick.com.au. Check them out. They are the best.
20 minutes from the West Gate.
20 minutes from, not the West Gate, Fool's Head, from the tunnel. 20 minutes from the tunnel.
Anyway, two magnificent contestants today.
Who
we welcome Dave from Narre Warren. G'day, Dave.
How you going, Billy?
Good. Cat's going to win Friday night there, Davey.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Retribution time.
I reckon he'll go well here, Dave.
Jim, all right, yes, please.
And Derek from Seaford. Decker.
How are you, Bill? It's actually Mark. I don't know where they got Derek from,
it's
mate.
It's not Decker, you dingbat.
Is it Mark or Derek?
Mark.
Oh, Jim, you said
Mark
Derek.
Mark is a West Coast man. How come you are, please, Marcos?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like to talk about it at the moment, but yeah, born and bred in the West.
What part?
Perth, mate, yeah.
No, but where in Perth? Scarborough. Justin Langer territory.
Oh, yeah. Who would you? You need to drop a couple off the list there, I think, at the West Coast. They've been bitterly disappointed.
There's something going on we don't know about, I think.
Righto. So the buzzer, Dave, you'll be all up and about and go, Dave!
Cool, yep, Dave. That's it.
Marcos, you'll be screaming your name out too. Decker. Magnificent prizes.
He's got to go with Decker. He's got to go with Decker.
All right, Decker.
Righto.
Here we go.
For the magnificent prizes, question number one, name three of the four AFL teams playing finals who missed
Decker.
Out.
Dave.
Oh, Decker was first, and you stopped the question dead.
Well,
I'm going to guess that you were about to say missed out last year, so I'm going to go with Melbourne, Essendon, and who else is in the top four? Doggies.
No, Decker.
No.
So, Dave.
So it's a wide open for you, Dave.
Okay. So it'd be Melbourne.
Yes, Dave.
Sydney.
Yes, Dave. And that other mob, they haven't played for 2,000.
And Essendon.
Yes! Well, there's a Geelong supporter, Jim.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you've given him way too much time. But fair enough. Right, I won.
Number
nil.
Two, an audio question. Who is this doing the boundary for Triple M?
For Bob James Seabass. Got Decker. Nothing for you, mate. Get on your...
Decker.
Who?
It's got to be Bristles.
No.
Oh, no.
So, Davo, again, wide open for you.
For Bob James Seabass.
Got nothing for you, mate.
Get on your...
Dave? Is it Blewett?
Blewett. Greg Blewett.
I've got nothing for you.
It's your mate.
All right, so not a ring-a-ding-ding as we speak.
No, two zip.
So
come on, Decker.
Hold on, one zip. He didn't get that one, did he?
Yeah, he said Blewett.
He said Blewett, just didn't get the first one. Yeah, it was Blewett.
Greg Blewett.
My bad.
Oh, hello. Decker's not happy, no?
The boy from Seaford, Jim.
Not happy.
What do you do, Decker?
I'm a rigger, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What the f*** a rigger?
I'll point my finger at the crane and tell him where to put stuff.
Said Bill.
A rigger.
That's what he does. He's a rigger.
What?
That was an R, by the way.
What's Dave? Was that him laughing in the background? What do you do, Dave?
I'm a draftsman.
What is that?
He drafts stuff up, Jim.
Thank you, engineering Bill. Drawings, electrical drawings.
Oh, I love
very,
it, mate.
Very technical.
No, we knew. I was just seeing if Bill had any
clue. Would have been a draftsman or a librarian or something like that.
Right, okay. So 2-0 for Dave as we speak. Question three.
How many goals does Buddy Franklin need to reach 1,000th?
Decker.
Dave.
Oh, I didn't say
Dave.
A word.
Oh, Dick. Yeah, just no, Decker. Decker, you got called out, Decker.
We heard your name, so we're giving you a look at it.
Decker.
All right.
Between 7 and 9.
8.
Decker!
Oh, she's a ring-a-ding-ding. 2-1.
You guys are setting this up, didn't you? Keep my name.
Funnily enough, we didn't, Dave. No.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine if Decker got that wrong. Righto, question four.
All right, here we go.
We'll go to five because it's a Geelong one and Dave might get it. So number five, what coach went bunter on the weekend and threw his headphones off his head?
Dave.
Decker.
Dave.
Was it Decker!
Dave? Decker!
You're not hearing me.
Yeah, right. Chris Scott.
No!
Dave! Who was
that
it?
That would be Fagan.
What's his first name?
Deck's trying to jump back in. All right, Deck, what is it?
Chris.
Oh! 2-2
So Deck has come from nowhere.
He's come from nowhere, Deck.
You guys are ignoring me. You're trying to make a contest out of nothing.
All right, here we go, Dave.
Jim, I think you've done a good job of it.
Dave's onto it.
Oh. I think you've
done a good job of it, he reckons. All right, here we go. Here's the decider, 2-2
You better get this one, Dave.
Here we go.
Okay.
Who plays his 300th game this weekend?
Decker.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, Decker was first.
Tom Hawkins.
No, we had to give Dave a look at it.
Yeah, but
because we did strip him of a couple.
Well, trying to drop off Decker and then he come good. Righto, Dave.
No, worthy winner.
Yeah,
worthy winner.
What do you want? Do you want the...
The case of Ponting 2019 close of play Cab Sav won 3 gold medals in London, superb. Frankfurt, and New York,
and
right?
Beijing.
Yeah, pontingwines.com.au or the Mercedes-Benz Berwick Golf Pack.
Oh, I do like my Cab Sav, so I've got to go with the Ponting Cab Sav, I think.
All right, well done.
Well done, Dave.
And Marcos, are you a golfer?
I call myself one.
All right. Well, what we'll do, because we did probably just...
Stitch me up slightly.
Gave you two that you shouldn't have.
We got you back, and then we did stitch you there. Yeah. So we'll give you the Mercedes-Benz Berwick Golf Pack and a dozen tailor-made balls.
Oh, nice.
Oh, mate, thank you very much.
They are the best. The TP5s, of course, Dustin Johnson, well, Rory McIlroy, the best, Colin Morikawa, best players in the world
play
the TP5.
Can I just ask Bill a quick question, please?
Go on.
Yes, Dave.
Have you taken any walks in the parks lately, mate, in July? Oh,
well, I don't get up early anymore.
I had to buy new pants after watching that video.
And, Dick, you know it was completely stolen, that story, from someone else.
It was my story.
You understand that, don't you?
Oh, you can't make that up.
That happened in New Zealand to a mate of Dermot's who lives down the Mornington Peninsula. You completely stole it.
No, I didn't. I stole it from a bloke down in the Cremorne Hotel. From Spooker.
Bill probably told the story better, even though I haven't heard the other version.
Oh,
the
Rover. Oh, you haven't, Rover. What about Jim? Oh, it'll be warm. Come on, Jim.
Have a listen to it. They're loving it, these two.
Oh. Any good jokes you got, boys, or anything?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, righto.
Bloke walks into a library. Walks up to the librarian and says, I'll have 2 pounds of sausages, please. She says, excuse me, this is a library, sir. He goes, sorry, I'll have 2 pounds of sausages, please.
Hey! Oh, beautiful.
I like it.
Dave? I don't reckon he will, Jim. You got one?
Yeah, I've got one for you.
Oh, here we go. Dave's got one.
Port Adelaide are going to win, that's a joke.
No! Oh! All right, f*** off you two.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, where are we at?
Oh, Jim.
Crikey.
What was that, a quiz? Yeah.
Speaking of Ponting Wines, the great man's going to join us
tomorrow. Yes, can't wait for that.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Fans of the Rush Hour will know that one of the favourite Bill cock-ups of all time happened, I reckon, back in Higo's time. That's how long ago it was.
Which one?
We'll have audio of it, of course.
Fiddle it out. Which cock-up was that, Jim?
Well, you were trying to set something up. Like it was like a on-air quiz or an on-air, and you said such and such and such and such. Well, that'll let it out.
It
might have been actually Luce Dangerous who was looking after us at that stage.
Dangerous.
Anyway, so that has been used by Matty Haywood that many times because it's just golden and it's now iconic.
Iconic. Up there with
Anyway, what we did was you spoke to Elliot just there.
PointsBet.
From PointsBet.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have reprised one of your great cock-ups.
No. Sydney Swans and the Giants. Is it the local derby or is it the Battle of the Bridge?
Oh!
Battle of the Bridge.
It's not that
Battle
hard.
Of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Bill, it's battle. Just slow it down a bit. You won't bugger it up. Battle. That's it.
Battle.
Like cricket bat. Battle.
Battle. Well, I know what it is, Jim. You're
flowing. Well, why do you keep saying battle?
Well, if I say it really quick, battle it out. It's just it's like running riding. It just connects. Battle of the Bridge. Oh, come on, you two. Feeding them. I'm just
We're
doing
not even
me best.
In September yet.
No. I'm just doing me best
old
here.
Oh, Bins?
No, poor old Bins. Oh,
what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm looking for a joke.
Look at him. He's getting all frazzled, and we're not even in September yet.
Righto, move on.
Bill's joke coming up next to wrap up another version of The Rush Hour.
That's it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Battle of the Bridge.
Yes. Tomorrow, Ricky Ponting joins us.
No.
Oh, yes, please. The superstar, of course. Yes. And talking footy, talking cricket, talking wine. So we look forward to that, of course. Idiot song.
Oh, no.
We gave away some of his wine today as well.
It's beautiful, good. Too.
Hey, Ricky Ponting, next coach of Australia? After JL?
Don't reckon. No, I don't think so. He'll do some pinch hit coaching.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd want to do it full time. Young kids and already earns a lot of money.
Does it, right. Doesn't now, need it, Jim?
I don't reckon.
No, right.
Now, Bill, joke today.
Yes. Well, a sad day for Rolling Stones fans, of course.
Yes.
So a little pick-me-up from the great Kerry O'Keefe on ABC Radio.
This is back during the cricket.
And this was told while cricket was going on, and he's in the commentary box, and he tells this great joke about, the Rolling Stones.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
A frog goes into a bank and approaches the teller. He can tell from a nameplate that her name is Patricia Whack. Miss Whack, I'd like to get a $30,000 loan to take a holiday.
Bracken to Sangakkara, who leaves the ball moving away from him.
Paddy looks at the frog in disbelief and asks his name. The frog says his name is Kermit Jagger. His dad is Mick Jagger. And that it's okay, he knows the bank manager. Paddy explains that he will need to secure the loan with some collateral. The frog says, sure, I have this. And he produces a tiny porcelain elephant, about an inch tall, bright pink, and perfectly formed.
Just going to take many hopes. Bracken running away from us again, and Sangakkara another leave.
Very confused, Paddy explains that she'll have to consult with the bank manager and disappears into the back office. She finds the manager and says, there's a frog called Kermit Jagger out there who claims to know you and wants to borrow $30,000 and he wants to use this as collateral. She holds up the tiny pink elephant. I mean, what in the world is this? The bank manager looks back at her and says, it's a knick-knack, Paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man is a Rolling Stone.
Bracken. Bracken to Sangakkara.
Bracken to Sangakkara. Oh, how
well
good's
done,
that, Jim?
Fitting.
Yeah, fitting.
Fitting,
exactly.
Well done, Fat. No, the great Charlie Watts.
Yeah. Three from three, me, for the week.
You can't claim that.
I'm claiming that. Battle of the Bridge.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.